Okay, the morning, this past week's daf is daf Kuvov in Maseches Pesachim, the 10th Perek. Okay, we'll start from the Gemara, which is on Kuf Hem Beis. The Gemara is going to be taking out from a previously mentioned Braisa a number of halachas. The Braisa that we're coming from is five lines from the top. On Kuf Hei Amud Beis, the Braisa says as follows. Sanya, Hanichnes Lebeis B'Metzoy Shabbos, someone who enters his house on Metzoy Shabbos, he's coming from Tfilas Ma'ariv, as we'll see. Mevorach Al Hayayin, Val Hamor, Val Absomim, V'Achakach Omer Havdol Al Hakos. So the first part of this Braisa is talking as far as the order of how Havdolah is made. We know there's a Berkei Agafen, there's a Brocha on the Mor, on the light, and on the Psalmim. Then the Braisa continues and says as follows, and this is what most of our halachas are coming from, the second part of the Braisa. Vim ein lo elo kois echod, if he only has one kois, when he has one cup of wine, manichay ad la'acha hamozen, then he should save it for after when he plans on eating, after he's going to bench. U'mashalshlin kulon la'acharov, then he'll do everything afterwards, meaning to say that he needs the kais for brikas hamozen. That's the assumption over here. He only has one kais. So what should he do? Havdolah needs the kais, Berchas Hamozen needs the kais. So the Braisa over here says that he should delay his Havdolah till after he finishes eating and is ready to bench, and then he'll use the kais. Then he'll first bench, and then afterwards he'll make Havdolah. That's what the Braisa says over here. We had this Braisa in the Gemara before on Kuf Beis on the Beis. There's a Tosis over here which talks about this. This Braisa would seem to imply that a person is coming home from Shul, Matzoy Shabbos. He has to make Havdolah. He's planning on eating something tonight, his Mlav Malka, whatever it is, and he only has one kais. Now, we know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat, definitely not allowed to start eating till he makes Havdolah. This Braisa seemingly is talking about a situation that is allowing him to eat before Havdolah. This is what this Tosfos discusses over here. It is the fifth Tosfos on the Amud, Manich L'Achar HaMozen. Tosfos starts as follows. Hikshar Rav Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbeinu Nissim asks the following question. Eich Yoichal Koidim Havdolo. How is he allowed to eat before Havdolo? Amrin L'Kamon Osla Odma Shiyitim Klum Koidim Shiyavdil. The Gemara says that a person is not allowed to eat anything before Havdolo. And the Gemara later tells us that Amemra actually, he fasted the entire night since he didn't have what to make Havdolah until the next morning. So therefore Tosfos is asking over here, and this price seems to be saying that the person is eating before making Havdolah, because he's first going to make Havdolah after he benches. Vitiritz. So Rabbeinu Nissim answers, the Hocha Marikish Ochame Ba'ayim Ad Shech HaShech Aloy. Rabbeinu Nissim says that the truth of the matter is this Braisa is not talking what it would seem to be. We're assuming the Braisa is that he's Nichnes Lebeisai. Sounds like he's he's first starting to eat now. Because of this problem, Rabbeinu Nissim says that actually over here we're talking about a person that started to eat before Shabbos was over, at a time that was mutter. He's eating till we got dark. Even though the halacha is that one generally have to be mafsik for havdolah, so he says that the Gemara later on by us says that it, this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "How to karma manich la'achar hamozen." So the halacha. Halacha is mafsikin l'havdol according to the man d'omer this brayso. Hodik omar menich l'achar hamozen, this that it says menich l'achar hamozen lo yishamutar lechol. So Ben Nissim adjusts the whole mashmois of the brayso, what the brayso seemingly tells us, and the truth is that what the brayso means over here is not that he can continue eating. That's what the Brax is coming to tell us over here. Person started eating beheter, and the din is actually that he has to stop when this man of Havdalah comes. So on that the Brax says that this person that he has only one kais. So when he stops, at the time that he has to stop eating, then the order that he's going to do is he has this one kais, and he'll bench, and then he'll make the havdalah afterwards. So according to Rabbeinu Nissim, comes out over here, and that's exactly how I told you that that this price is really not. There's no special heter over here as far as eating before havdalah is concerned. This is really in line with the halachas of this man the Omar. And the all the Brais is telling us as far as the Seder Hadvarim, the order. That's the point of this Brais. What the order of Havdalah is, and when a person is benching together with a Havdalah, what's the order for that? That's what this Brais is saying. That's what Rabbeinu Nissim learns over here because of this question that generally we know that there's no heter to eat before Havdalah. As Tosfos continues, Tosfos brings proofs to argue on this. And if we look a few lines further down in Tosfos, Tosfos argues on the Shita of Rabbeinu Nissim. Ela yesh leimar devadai b'chinam ein lechol kaim havdolah. Tosfos is telling, again, the question was that don't we know that it's also for a person, it's not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Over here, we seem to be eating before Havdalah. And that Tosfos says that both are true. Without any specific reason, a person is not allowed to eat before Havdalah. However, in this situation, that he's sort of stuck, that he only has one kais, and he needs this one kais in order for his Birkas HaMozen that he plans on making after he eats, and he needs a Havdalah also. If he makes Havdalah now and doesn't eat like normally is, then he's not going to have a kais for the Birkas HaMozen. So in this situation, this is a special situation where being that he stalks, then it's mutter for him to eat before Havdalah. That's what Tosfos is saying. Definitely, without any substantial reason, a person is not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Aval, kishein le'elo kais echod. But in this situation, when he only has one kais, mutar lechol kaim havdolah, then this would be a good substantial reason for him to eat before havdolah. The last is al hakais b'kas hamozen, in order to that he should be able to bench al hakais.
In this Tosfos, it doesn't sound at all like we're talking at all about his havdolah in the tefillah.
Right, we're not discussing. We're not discussing that. That was done already.
Yeah, that was done already. So why can't we say that he could? We know that Havdalah, we can make it even till Tuesday.
Okay.
So That means we should be able to eat and make berachas mazon, make avdala later. What's the whole problem here? Why can't he? He could eat.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, because you see that the assumption over here is that he has to make avdala hakayis,
right?
Even though he made avdala
right.
in tefillah, right?
That's my question.
Okay. We'll see. That's one of the things that the Gemara is going to take out of this braisa, that there's a requirement to make havdolah al hakayis, even though you made havdolah in tefillah. Right? That's why the fact that he made. Okay, very good. Okay, so you touched on the point that the Gemara is going to take out. So, for what we want to see over here is that there's a machlekes over here in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Nissim and Tosfos Shita, whether we know in general a person is not allowed to eat. Is not allowed to eat before havdolah. That is such a situation where a person only has one kais, and if he'll make havdolah before he eats, then he won't be able to use the kais for brekas hamozen. Is that going to prevent him from eating, and he won't be able to eat, or that whole halacha not eating before havdolah is without a substantial reason? This will be considered a substantial reason as a heter to eat before havdolah. That's machlekes the Rabbeinu Nissim and Tosfos, and we'll see that this machlekes is relevant for our piece of Gemara over here.
So according to Rabbeinu Nissim, we're talking about shalashivas stuff.
Yeah, basically, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So ha'ta hanichnas labeitze b'matzu Shabbos.
Yeah. So that lotion over here is a little hard.
Well, wasn't he mafsek his suda to daven?
He went to daven mariv. Or maybe that's not even going back on this over here. I mean, the second case, right? From Inla the Kaisechad. Right. Maybe this is stack a different case. Yeah. So let's see over here. So the Gemara by us right now is going to take out a number of halachas. The Gemara says by us, if you see from five lines from the bottom, Shma mino miho masniso tamni. We could derive. We could take out of this braisa eight halachas, eight things, tamni, eight things. The Gemara says as follows. The truth is, let's even talk about this. Since we just spoke about the machlekes Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Nissim, we could right away appreciate the Tav Tosfos over here. If you look at the Tav Tosfos, Shma mino tamni. There are eight things that we can take out of this. Tosfos asks the following question: Tema, the Havamot and Meimar Teisha. The Gemara really could have said nine things, nine chedushim. Teisha Shmamino Shemutu Lechol Kaidem Havdol Kshein La Lakeis Echad. That the whole question that we just saw in that Tosfos, that generally it's Osir, right? And even according to Tosfos, who learns that no, it means as it says, and this is a special heter because he's stuck. That in itself is a chiddush. If we wouldn't have this price, we would not know to say that. And the Gemara doesn't mention this as one of the chiddushim. So Tosfos is asking that according to the way he learned before, that this price it tells us a chiddush, that there is a scenario. There could be such a case where a person chatchila could start a suda before havdolah. Why doesn't the Gemara say Shema Mino on that? And so Tosfos doesn't really give an answer to that. He just makes a mention that the Tosfos says that as far as the way he argued with Rabbeinu Nissim before, according to Rabbeinu Nissim, you're not going to have this problem. Well, appears Rabbeinu Nissim, according to Rabbeinu Nissim that was mentioned before, the Ma'akash Shehis Lech Mebayayim Nichol. According to Rabbeinu Nissim, Rabbeinu Nissim was not willing to take out that Kiddush from this Brais, and therefore he said that we're talking about a person who was in the middle of eating, and he's stopping when he's supposed to stop, so there is no additional chiddush. So Tosfos, according to that, you don't have this question. However, Tosfos says that ach kosh al pirusha kedepreshis leil. However, even though Rabbeinu Nissim will be better off as far as this question is concerned. But Taisa says that we had questions on his pirish before, and that's why Taisvis went with his mahalach. And this question over here, Taisvis leaves it as a question. Is a question, but this is not a substantial reason to go away from the pshat that Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is still ready to learn the way he's learning and accept his chiddush. For whatever reason, the Gemara didn't point this out as being a special chiddush. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. What are the chiddushim? What are the new halachas that we could take out from this braisa? The Gemara says as follows: Shmam na mavlo b'tfilat tzoch shi'av l'akoyis. Okay, this is the point that Reb Nachman was mentioning. You see from over here, hamavlo b'tfilat tzoch shi'av l'akoyis. That even though a person made havdalah in tefillah, he said at achoyin antonum, nevertheless, the din requires that he should be mavdal al hakoyis, and that's why we have the whole situation over here. Were it to be that it would be sufficient for a person to make havdalah b'tefillah, so then the whole issue over here wouldn't apply at all. His havdalah was taken care of. And now we could he could eat what he wants to eat, and the usage of the kais will be solely for Birkas Hamazon, and it wouldn't be necessary to use that at all for Havdoli. You see, in the Brayse says that Manich Lachar Hamazon Mushalshon Kuli Acharov, that we're making a joint Birkas Hamazon and Havdola over here. So you see from over here that even though a person already was mavdil b'tfila, the chiv is to be mavdil again al hakois. The Rashbam over here points out to us that where does the background information over here come from in order to bring this proof? The Rashbam says over here, Shma mina hamavdol b'tfila, dikotoni hanichnas debeisai b'moitzoi Shabbos mavdol. The raya is in the fact that he's nichnas debeisai, he's coming into his house on moitzoi Shabbos, and that din is that he has to be mavdol. Where is he coming from? Is he nichnas debeisai? So the assumption is that he's coming from tfila. And at that the Rashbam says, v'afagav destabri olam mavdim b'tfila. Because there's another thing that you might want to question. Okay, fine, he came from tefillah, but maybe we're talking about a person that was not ma'avdil b'tefillah, and that's why he has to be ma'avdil now al hakoyis. What's the proof that someone who already was ma'avdil b'tefillah also has to be ma'avdil? Yes, the Rambam speaks out, that we have the right to assume that the normal occurrence is that a person is ma'avdil b'tefillah. So we have the right to assume that this was the regular case, and therefore when he's nichnas lebeis, he's coming from tefillah, we could assume that in his tefillah he did what is usually done, that he was mavdil b'tefillah, and nevertheless there's an issue over here as far as the havdolah, so you see from over here that's the din, that even though a person was mavdil b'tefillah, still there's a second chiyuv to be mavdil al hakoyis. That's the first halacha that you see from over here.
And there's no question that the issur to eat before Havdalah means the ala kais Havdalah.
What do you mean?
Even though you're mavdil b'tfila, that you still have issur to ima before the Havdalah ala kais.
That's
clear. No, isn't it? If we're assuming that Stam he made Havdalah,
right,
in tefila, so the issur litoim kaidim shi'avdil is not going on the tefila.
You're questioning the Gemara?
No, I'm saying it seems to be an assumption.
From where? You're referring to the Taisus Kasha or the Gemara later on?
Well, from the fact that Gemara's assuming here that he made Havdalah, according to Rashbam.
Right.
And I said before that according to the Taisus, the case is that the person is coming home after tefillah. He's coming home from Amalka, coming home from Havdalah. So
right.
He made Havdalah also. If we take that assumption,
your shaila over here is that maybe the whole Isser to eat is only before you mavdil the first time. So maybe that's not an issue anymore, right? Now, if that's true, so you're saying, so what is Tosis is kasha? As you want to know?
Yeah.
Or for that matter, let's see the Gemara itself, right? Because the Gemara, brings a riot to Mavdil, right? So you see from the Gemara itself, right? Such a thing. That the Te'ima is an issue over here.
So you can answer that all these things are where you didn't make Abdullah B'Tfilo. I mean, you could answer that. Tezis doesn't make the same assumption as Rashbam that he made Abdullah B'Tfilo already. You don't see Tezis saying that.
Well, I mean, that don't you need that for the Gemara? The Gemara brings is coming to bring a rabbi, even though you made the B'Tfilo. So that definitely has to be. Right, maybe where the Gemara got that from, right? But that's definitely what the Gemara is assuming, that the person was Mavdil B'Tfilo. Right? So you're right. I mean, you see from the Gemara over here, the Gemara itself is the Te'ima is an issue over here, right? So you see that the din Te'ima, right, is not limited, like you're saying, as far as let's say Isser Malach is concerned, right? The Havdolah B'Tfilah could is matter that, right?
Yeah, case that's the Mida Kenegel Mida was that he didn't write that thesis earlier that he's taking care of his throat before he Askaros because he's taking care of his throat. He's doing something with a drink with eating,
right?
Before he does Havdolah with his throat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is
not the Tefillah Havdalah. So you're showing that it
makes sense. Yeah,
I mean, you definitely see that's the assumption in the Gemara over here.
Can I just ask you, is the eating mamash like bread, or is the eating the drinking of the wine? Are you allowed to drink a liquid before you make Havdalah?
The only liquid that you're allowed to drink is water. Anything else, you wouldn't be able to.
So, but are we saying that the actual eating is the drinking of the wine? I mean, does he really want to eat more food?
He's eating an entire meal over here, in this case over here. Right?
He's
benching, and he's using the cup of wine to help him bench.
Right.
But that benching is really making a brocha on a suda that he's eating. He's eating a meal. Right? So that's really the issue I'm talking about eating before Havdalah. It's the meal that he's eating.
Okay.
Right? So definitely we see over here, if there was any question as far as that's concerned, definitely you see that the problem of eating before Havdalah is not alleviated after a person was Mavdil B'Tfila. That din applies to being Mavdil Al HaKos. And you definitely see from the Gemara itself, you see really, Tosis already brought the Gemara from Bas Tavas, right? The same thing over there. His Zichus Mavdil B'Tfila, right? And so definitely we see that this prohibition to eat before Havdalah refers to the Havdalah Al HaKos, even though one already was Mavdil B'Tfila. Right? That's the assumption over here. The Gemara is bringing right to the first step, the fact that there is a Chiv as an obligation to be Mavdil Al HaKos, even though one was already Mavdil B'Tfilah. That's the first raya that the Gemara brings. Now let's see the next raya. Zot the Gemara, the next halacha we could take out over here is Shema Mino Brocha to Una Kos. You see from over here, Brocha, specifically referring to Birkas Hamozen. Birkas Hamozen is to Una Kos. There's a requirement for one, when benching, to use a kois. And that's the issue over here, because being that he needs the kois for the Birkas Hamozen, he has one kois which has to satisfy two things. Right, so that's why the halacha is that he'll first wait for Havdalah afterwards. Now, Rashbam tells us that the bracha that the Gemara is referring to is Birkas Hamozen. Now, this din over here, Birkas Hamozen Tu'una Kos. I want to talk about this a little bit over here. Tosis already opens up the issue for us as far as this Gemara would seem to be saying at first glance. Benching, anytime a person is benching, there's a Kos requirement. Kos requirement. And if that's so we have to see, we're definitely not knowing to do like that, and we have to see what's the basis of what we're doing? Gemara seems to deny that. But you'll see from Tosfos over here that Tosfos' issue is where this halacha applies. Where this halacha applies, meaning to say is this limited to a mezumen or every yochid? It's possible that maybe this din is a din in a mezumen. So at least you know that takes us partly out of our difficulties that each singular person when he's benching might not have to. But then again, it would seem to be over here from Tosfos that at least this must form a mezumen, right? Which also we're not so makbid to every time we make a mezumen to use the kais. So let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos says, I think, here, the third Tosfos, Shmamen Abrochton, a kais, Tzatz Mashma Dafil B'yochot Tun a kais. Tosfos says that there will be somewhat of Mashmois in this price over here that even a yochot, a singular person, when he benches, he's to un a kais. He needs a kais. The Hanichnis Mashma Shuhu Yochot. Hanichnis sounds like a singular person is coming home, planning on eating, and his eating, the Birkas Hamazon on his eating is going to require a kais. Tosfos brings another raya from Gemara later on, which we'll mention now because this Gemara is going to be important to us. The Gemara later on says Shlishi Omer Olav Birkas Hamazon, the third kais by the Seder this is talking about, Omer Olav Birkas Hamazon. The Kama Big Gemara Shmamen Big Hamazon Tuna Kais. The Gemara over there derives the same din that our Gemara is saying, Araya, that Birkas Hamazon requires a Kais. The Gemara learns, tries to take this also out of the Mishnah later on and talks about in the Dalet Kaisis that a person drinks. By the Seder, the third Kais, the Mishnah says, is for Birkas Hamazon. Shlishi Omer Olav Birkas Hamazon. On that the Gemara says Shmamna Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kais. On that Tosfos says Va'arba Kaisis Tiknu Afilu Biyachidim. The Dal Kaisis, all Dal Kaisis, definitely is for a singular person. And the Gemara is saying over here that the third Kais is the standard Kais which one uses for Birkas Hamazon. So that would be a raya that when we discuss Birkas Hamazon needing a kais, it would seem to be even a singular person who's benching. On that Tosfos says Mi Yesh Lidchais. However, that raya we could push off. Mishun Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kais Begimel Tiknu BePesach Afil BeYochid Kais LeBirkas Hamazon. Now it's possible like this that what the Gemara means over there is that since there is a concept of Birkas Hamazon requiring a kais, could be that the general chiv maybe is not like Tosfos is saying. He's trying to push off the right. Maybe Yerutakin really need three. You need a mezumen to require a kais. But being that Birkas Hamazon does require a kais in the proper situation with proper requirements, which is when you have the mezumen, so that's the basis why Chazal Mesakim by the little Seder that one of the kosher should be al hamazon, because the mazon is something which relates to a kosher. Now this is how Tosfos explain what the Gemara over there is saying, how it wouldn't be a raya, we wouldn't have a proof that every single yochid has to bench with the kais. Mir yesh lidchais. Mishun the Birkas Hamazon tun kais begimel. Maybe what the Gemara means over there is that since Birkas Hamazon requires the kais when you have the mezumen and when you have gimel, therefore tiknu bepesach afil beyochid kais leBirkas Hamazon. The e bishum pam. This is part of the Gemara's right. The e bishum pam ein tzricha. If it were to be that Birkas Hamazon never required a kais, so why is it by the Lel Seder that they misakin the kais specifically by Birkas Hamazon? Hoyel misakin shir lekais shlishi. Then you know they could have been misakin the third kais. You know, you're fine. You need four kaises, fine. But you know what's the match over here? Why is it relate to Birkas Hamazon? You know, we could have made this third kais on something else. So it would seem to be the fact that Chazal misakin al hakais. That tells me that there's some kind of relationship between Birkas Hamazon and Kais. There's some kind of relationship. But Tosfos says that relationship could have been sufficient that when you have a mezumen, you need to. That's why Chazal, since that the Arba Kodesh said, no, it's a Chazal, we're Mesaken Al Hamozen, so they'll say that it happens to be that it'll apply to every Yochid. But the Iker relationship that Kodesh has to Bekaz Hamozen might only be B'shloish. This place is pushing off the Raya. So there's no Raya that every single singular person, when he's benching, he needs a Kodesh. It's possible that you only need a Kodesh when you have a Mezuman.
He's only pushing it up from over there, from the Raya over there. He's not pushing it up from over here, from the Lashon Nechas to the Beisik.
Right, right. So it sounds like, you know, this Tzas Mashma, maybe that, you know, wasn't not such a strong Raya. But you're right, he doesn't discuss the Raya from over here. Now, Taisi says, V'olam ein negin levorich brekas mazal ha'kos el begimu. Taisi says that the minhag ha'olam is definitely not to bench with a kos, el begimu, only by three. Right? So Taisi says over here, Taisi over here says that the kula that he's accepting minhag ha'olam is that we don't require a kais when a singular person is benching, but begimel when there's a mezuman. Yeah, that's what this shita sataisif is saying. And Taisis goes on, brings sources that afil biyochid, even a singular person needs. So coming out of this Taisis, it would seem to be that there's a machlokes rishonim over here, what the din of Birkas Hamazon, of Bracha Tuna Kais is. Anytime even a singular person benches, the Birkas Hamazon requires a Kais. Or that's a din in a Mezumen. Three. And these are the two shittas that are brought in the Taisis over here. Here we can see over here in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Pei Beis. Here the Mechaber brings like this. Beginning of Simon Kuf Pebez, Yesh Aimim Shabrik Samozan Tuna Kaisa Fil Biyochid. Yesh Aimim. Some say that Birk Samozan needs a Kais, a Fil Biyochid. Right? This is this sad in the Taisfis. That even a single person who's benching, every time a person benches, a Kais is required. And according to this view, Vitzorch Lachzer Achlov, right, and a person has to make efforts to have the kois for leyoichel im ein like kois levoruch olav, and this is carried very, very, very far. That a person shouldn't eat im hu mitzape ve'efshe shiyeloi. If he knows that a kois that'll have the ability to have wine in the near future, so a person shouldn't eat if he won't have the kais to bench. Okay, fine. Okay, that's an extension of that din. Now, the next point over here mentions, therefore, if two people are eating together, being that each person is mechuyev to have a kais, So each person will have to have their own kais. Differently than were a person to have a mezumen. if you look in the Mishnah Brura over here, in Sifkot and Gimel, he makes this point that this is what the Mechaber is pointing out, that if you have two, so you don't have a mezuman, and the din is that each single person, a single person needs to have a kais, so you, each person will need their own. Sifkot and Gimel, the b'shloish of yoyser shemezam yachad. However, if you, even according to this sheet, if you have three people, so you have a mezuman, then echem mevorach al kais meitzias kulam k'moish meitzim bebirkas aziman. Then, just like one person does the birkas amozen, so that person would also be meitzi everyone their chiyuv kais. Avol b'shnayim the mitzvah lechalik. However, by shnayim, that you don't have the mezuman, so each one is benching by himself. Being that one person, each person is benching by himself, so each benching is required a kais by itself. So fine, this is the first shita which holds Yeshayimrim, that each individual person, whenever they're benching, requires a kais. The Mechaber continues, and he says, V'yeshayimrim, she'enetun a kais el b'shloisha. This is the other possibility, other sheet in Taisvis, that only when there's a mezuman being made b'shloisha, that's when there's a requirement of kais. Then he brings another sheet over here, which not even mentioned in our Taisvis. V'yeshem she'enetun a kais klal afilu b'shloisha. There are those that say that even if you have a mezuman, a kais is not required. Hago, the Rama adds, mikomok a mitzvah namuvchol levorach al kais. However, even according to this shita, still it's a mitzvah namuvchol levorach al kais. Person has the ability to, he really should, akoponim when he has a mezuman. As a matter of fact, and as I'm talking, I'm not even sure if really it was accurate as I said. The mitzvah na'amuvchor is only if you have a mezuman or even b'yochid. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah over here, it says as follows: mitzvah na'amuvchor. What's the loimer? What the Ramo means to say? He brings this from Iran. We'll see the Ran by us soon. The afle de yezush ein ton kois klal, even according to this shita, that there's no requirement b'chiyuv kois. Hainu she'en b'chiyuv. Avol kul yama moedin de mitzvah amuvchol v'orach ha'kois. However, everyone agrees that definitely means the best way to do it definitely is the v'orach ha'kois. Im yesh lo yayin b'beisoy. If he has wine available. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here now talks as far as, so what's the din now, right? We have three shittas over here. The Mechaber, right, doesn't, you know, Mechaber l'hichir ben hadeis. The Mechaber itself didn't make any decision as far as who we should go like. But that's Shava Bach l'hachmir. There are those, Mashal and the Bach, the Machmir, the Bikas Amazon Sorach Kais Medina, that requires a Kais. However, uminik ha'olam lahokol bozeh kideya hashlishes. That Mishnah Berurah brings from Shulchan Aruch Rav that the minik ha'olam is to imekel. That's how we do, like the third shita. Shaloi lachse achar kais, that we don't make efforts to have a kais. Imloi k'sheish l'yayin or yisham mashkin du chamar medin mebeisoy do'oz v'ad mitzvah namuvchul yam levorach al ha'kais. Person has in his house, right, definitely on the table, right? So the truth is that, you know, according to this, we have to, you know, think that maybe we could do this, right? Many times it's not even a question of getting wine. Most of the time, the light on is wine on the table. It's a mitzvah mufchor levorach al hakoyis. Oh, but look what he says: v'davka kishuhu b'zimun shloish avon yochin mekilin kamachrein legamri. Right, and as far as the minhag ha'olam, right, that at best, if there's a mezuman to be mevorach with yain as a yochid, that's pretty much the minhag taka is to be mekel legamri, not to use a kais at all. So again, meikre de dino, we'll see where this third shita is. Right? They bring it from the Ran in Arab Psochem. And so that's as far as medina. Right? So this that we don't, most people don't are not even mezamen with yayin, even though that Bikkus Mazon is tuna kais. That's not meikre de dino. However, mitzvah muvchar is, and therefore akoponim. If there's a person has a mezuman and wine is available, mitzvah namuvcha would be proper thing would be to use the yayin. Now let's turn to Kuf Yud Zayin over here. That was the Gemara that Tosis mentioned. You see the Gemara inside over here. Kuf Yud Zayin on Beis on the bottom, right after the Mishnah. This is the Gemara that we saw in Tosis. The first part of the Mishnah says, "Mozgu lekay shlish mevarach al mezayinim." This is referring to the Dalek Kaisis. The third Kais is mevarach al mezayinim, is used for Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says, "Omer Avchana leRav Shmamen Birkas Hamazon tuna Kais." That you see from this Mishnah, Birkas Hamazon is to una Kais. From the fact that the koi shlishi of the Arba Koises is for Birkas Hamazon. Okay, so we saw the Tosfos just before that this is not necessarily a raya that the issue of Tuna Kois is even for a singular person. We could understand even if the whole requirement is only for Mezumin, still the Gemara has the raya like we saw in Tosfos. But the Gemara over here is Madche the raya. Omar Le, Arba Kasi Tikkun Rabbanon Derecheres, Kol Chavechad Neve Be Mitzvah. The Gemara is coming to be Mad Chederai, Lo Oilom, that Birkas Mazon is not Tuna Kais. And Mora says that Chazal were Mesakin Dal Kais Derecheres, that the real purpose of the Kaises is in order that we should act Derecheres. Like that of a free man to drink wine, and Chazal said that we should each one should be done a mitzvah with the kais, but it's very possible the Gemara is saying that Birkas Hamazon never has any relation to a kais at all, but we just want to attach the kais to a mitzvah. The bottom. If you look in the Rashbam over here, on the Gemara, Shan Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kais. Rashbam, Dohab Bimesech, is Brachas Lemasne Behedit the Tuna Kais, Elemed Yuka Shamina and Lei. This halacha is not an established din. The whole source of this is from a diuk, referring back to our Gemara. It's something that's derived from a Braisa. Doma Bereish Pirka, that the Gemara over here is referring back to our piece of Gemara, Shamina, Meho, Masnis, and Tamni. That we took out of this price the 8 things, and one of the 8 things was Shmamen Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kais. So therefore, Lema Nami Mimas Nisen Shaminan Le. The Rashbam is bothered by that. Didn't we already took it out of this price over here? So on that, the Rashbam is saying that's true. The Gemara is looking for an additional source, being that it's. We don't have a clear established halacha. So that's why the Gemara wants to find a second source. Le manami dimas nisen shaminan le. So the Rashbam is learning in this Gemara that we're looking for a second proof. And therefore, when the Gemara pushes away the second, we still have the first proof. Right? So it's not as if the Gemara over here is questioning the ikar halacha. Right? The challenge is that whether they have a second proof, second source to this din. But this is the Gemara's answer. This is where the Gemara is pushing away the raya, that the kois over here is not coming for Birkas Hamazon per se. So this is this Gemara over here, which is again discussing and bringing a raya, bringing a proof to to the idea that Birkas HaMazon needs a kosher. Now, if you look over here in the Ran, this is the Ran.
Tosis doesn't use the
Gemara.
The Gemara pushed it off.
Tosis
introduced a new fear to push off the
Raya. What do you mean? No. Tosis's issue is the issue of Kois is Biyochid or Begimel. That's what Tosis is doing, right?
Right. I'm talking about the first. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you are?
Okay.
Right. So Tosis is just explaining the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara's Raya is not dependent on Yochid, right? Even if the Din is Yochid, not in Shleshi, yes, still the Gemara would have a Raya. But on top of that, the Gemara is Madche, right? And the truth is you have to really work out, according to that Tosis, what's the shock of a Tari. But so Tosis is focusing on a different point, right? Here, let's see. Let's see the Ran. On Daf Chovov and the Daf Yarif. You see where it is over here? You don't have them. Okay. See, if you see over there, it starts Masnisin, then the Gemara. It's like the second line. Shamet mino brocha tu unukois. So the Ran explains as follows. Vadai mifshit pshit alei de mitzvosa min amuvchor al hakois. The Ran is saying as follows. That the issue of the Gemara over here, we see from over here, that brocha is tu unukois. The Rashbam gives a little background. He says that definitely the Gemara, there's no question whether there is at all a concept of brach al hakoyis. That for sure, mitzvah min amuvchor al hakoyis. Shreinem no kama mailis tovis b'koyis shal brocha. That the Gemara in brachas that Tosis referred to talks about many things that koyis shal brocha. Requirements of Koishal Brocha, so there definitely is a concept of Koishal Brocha. What this Gemara is coming to say, Elamidisnan, Vafila Minatamachui, Beinon le Mifshat, Shemachzirin Olea Kadech Shemachzirin Al HaMitzvahs. So Rashbam is explaining that this, the Shmamina from this Gemara is something more than we would have known until now. That means that Rashbam, the Ran over here is saying that definitely we know before this piece of Gemara the idea that there's such a thing as Mitzvah Namuvchor. And this Gemara is coming to show us that there's a Chiv, which will require us to be Lachzer Olov. And the Raya, he says, is not merely from the fact that there's a Takana that we made on the third Kais Zabrech Samozen, but really referring back to the first mission that we had in the Perek, which says that Afilum Meratamchli, that there's a special stress that every person should have all Dalit Kaises. Now, I mean, it's not Afilum Meratamchli, Binin Mishush Mazin Ole Akadosh Mazin Ala Mitzvahs. The Kosaka Taita, the Kais Gimushim Birka Samozen, Bilachud Huda Osi, because the Gemara thought that the reason why the third kais is specifically for Birkas HaMazon, and on that it says the din is that afilu min hatamcha, you gotta make sure that you have it. So it would seem to say over here that there's a chiv to bench al hakais, and even if someone doesn't have a kais, he has to make efforts to get a kais, and that's why the din is that the Gabbai Tzedakah has to make sure that every person has one. The dochin. And on that thing, Moriz Malcha, Dikatakanta Mishum Cherus. There's no raya to the Chiv. Dikatakanta was Mishum Cherus. Alkiv and the Isa Avdim be Mitzvahs Brocha. Fine. So the Moriz Malcha, the Ran, the point of the Ran, I mean like this, is that this piece of Moriz specifically is looking for a level of Chiv. And that thing, Moriz Malcha. The Kivan Shehevi Zeh Harav. Alfas is Abul Choysov. Nireh Shehu Poisek De Brocha Eina Tuuna Kois. The Ran says that since we find that the Rif brings this, this piece of Gemara, Omale Ravin Lerovav Hashem Nebocha Tunekais, and he brings the Dichai, the Ran says it would seem to be that the Rif paskins that Bracha is in a Tunekais, meaning to say as follows. The Rif brings this Shach B'tar in the Gemara, right? This back and forth in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Raya, the Gemara is Madach the Raya. So it seems to be that the Rif, being that he brings that, so it seems to be this is the Halacha, that the Raya is Nidchis. Now let's say, according to the way the Rashbam learned Pshat Gemara, that we're just looking for an additional Raya. So there's really nothing, Halacha really comes out of this, right? You know, the Ikra Halacha we have from other places. The issue was to bring a second Raya. So tomorrow there's no second Raya. So then the Rif shouldn't be bringing this, because nothing Halacha really comes out of it. From the fact that the Rif brings this, so it would seem to be that this Shach B'Tarya is establishing the Halacha, that Halacha is like this. So therefore the Ran is saying, taking out the Rif, that the Rif holds like this. And seemingly the Gemara until now, other sources would be just a mitzvah min hamufchor. Right? That's what that would mean. So therefore our sugya, let's say that Shema Amino is mitzvah min hamufchor. You don't see more than that from our sugya. This sugya would have brought an additional step, achiv. That's nidchis, and that's how the Rif paskins. And so therefore this is the basis of the third shita over here that the Mechaber brings, v'yeshayimim she'ena tuna kois klal, afilu b'shloisha, and that's what the Ramo says, that's as far as the Chiv is concerned, that's what the Ran is saying, but the mitzvah namuvchor still applies, that as the Ran gave us, that was before the sugya over here on Kuf Yud Zayin. Definitely mitzvah namuvchor. The issue in the sugya was that maybe there's more than a mitzvah namuvchor, maybe there's a Chiv, and that time it was ma'at, there's no Chiv. So as far as the Chiv is concerned, this is the third shita, as far as the Chiv is concerned, but the Mitzvah Namuvchor remains, and that's what we saw over here. This discussion over here of Mitzvah Namuvchor, whether how that applies, and how we should be noy with the Mitzvah Namuvchor.
Does the Ran bring Arsugin at all, or are you surmising that?
No, the Ran does not mention specifically Arsugin.
Because it could be that he feels that the two sugyas are cholik on each other, and that's why the Rif is paskening like the sugya on Kuf Yud Zion. Can we say that?
Okay.
Right,
okay.
It's very hard to say that our sugya is saying that it's a mitzvah min hamuvchor.
Okay. Right. Well, why do you want to say this? Yeah. Let's hear.
Because we're eating before Havdalah to be able to say a mitzvah min hamuvchor.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's a good question, and that I believe is a question that they ask really on the Ran, right? But we'll see that kind of question we have in other situations also, like according to the Rashbam's din of Pogmoy Tug, right? Mm-hmm. So that kind of question, you're right. That's a good question over here, that according to the way we saw Taisa Shita, that this sugi is a special heter because of the situation, in order to have the kais that's necessary over here, that's what we have a heter to eat before. And now you're asking, well, if it's a mitzvah minamufchor, so how do we know that's a basis to do this? Okay, that's a good question. Black was saying that we'll see, and we won't see yet. But this is a question that Tosfos asks on the Rashbam. B'negeya to the din of Tomer Pogmoy. Yeah. Okay, but I'm sorry, it's a little late now. Okay, so we'll just hold over here. So this halacha we just discussed over here, the din, there's a source in the Gemara that the Gemara says that bracha tu'una kais, bracha means birkas ha-mazon requires a kais. We saw that the Tosfos over here on the page brings two shitas, sources as far as, does that refer to any time anyone's benching the Birkas HaMazon requires requires a kais. That's one shita, which is brought in the Mechaber, the first shita in the Mechaber. Second shita that Tosfos discusses, that maybe that's only when there's a zimun, when you have gimel. And then we have the Ran in the sugi later on, Kuf Yud Zayin, the way the Ran derives from the Rif, which appears as the third shita in the Mechaber, that there's no chiv at all. There's no chiv at all to bench on a kais. The whole din is mitzvah amuvchor, which, according to that, we were explaining, right, maybe Shlomo wants to say an alternate explanation, but if we want to put everything together over here, we would say that the sugya over here is discussing the mitzvah amuvchor. That sugya was dealing with a possibility to have a chiv. Mer was madche. That's what a rif is bringing, the maskonat mer, that rai was nitchis. That's not a truth according to halacha, that there is no chiv. But what's left, and which is discussed in the other sugya, is the idea of a mitzvah namuvchor, that blibes la halacha. So as far as our minig, we saw Mishnah Berurah brings that our minig is me'ikra didina zikr, not to require a kais at all. But a mitzvah namuvchor, a person akopon, if there's a mezumen, it will be a mitzvah namuvchor to bench with a kais.